Being an entrepreneur takes more than just having what you think is a good product. It takes marketing, development, being social, and most importantly, mentorship. And you have to be willing to build it from the ground up. But where do you start? For Sylvester Brown Jr., you go with something that's plain and simple, sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes, I've eaten them all my life. Once I found out that the sweet potato is related to the yam, which comes from Africa, I thought, oh, there's a nice cultural tidbit that I can help the kids also, you know, I can drop in some history, you know, where they came from, their legacy, what they're about.
Born and raised in St. Louis, the former Post-Dispatch reporter came up with the idea for the Sweet Potato Project a few years ago. He became plugged into the idea of the Black Agenda, which included bringing back disadvantaged neighborhoods through community involvement. He realized that it was up to his own community to figure out how to raise strong leaders and empower itself, rather than waiting on a handout.
It moved me to a point where I had to do something. So I thought I couldn't do anything nationally, but I can darn well try to do something locally. And I can darn well do it with a few kids. I made it really simple. We're going to plant. We're going to turn the produce into a product. People started to get it.
He began by partnering with the North Area Community Development Corporation to raise funds and reached out to teens from low-income backgrounds to be part of the first class. The 15 students planted their crop and spent 8 weeks listening to speakers, taking field trips, and preparing to sell the sweet potato cookies that eventually resulted from their yield. This year, the project increased its fundraising efforts and received grants from the Incarnate Word Foundation and Worldwide Technologies. They extended the program to 9 weeks and expanded to another lot in the Ville, provided by Alderman Samuel Moore. The sweet potatoes can take care of themselves once they are planted, but they do need an occasional watering and weeding. It's something that 19-year-old Charnell Hearn and her fellow co-workers don't mind doing after class, like they were on this day.
A lot of programs may teach you how to play basketball or teach you how to cook, but we circle around everything. You know what I'm saying? How to be a better person, how to cook, how to plant. Entrepreneurship, it teaches us everything. It's like a variety of things that we're learning it all at one time in the little bit of time that we have.
She says that the program has shown a lot of progress. Their stipends have improved, there are more field trips, and more teens are involved. That includes 19-year-old Jason Fitzpatrick. His stepdad thought it would be a better alternative than just hanging out this summer.
Me learning how to do this is going to help me a lot because now I can plant food of my own instead of, you know, throwing it to the microwave or something like that. I'm learning a lot from the program. It's kind of weird because it feels like school to me, but it's teaching me different, you know, many different steps.
Mike Sorth is the director of Gateway Greening, a gardening and urban agriculture nonprofit. They give grants for youth groups to start their own gardens, and he's seen firsthand how growing your own food goes further than being beneficial for your plate.
There are lots of business opportunities that come out of agriculture, and we have a long history of agricultural companies operating in our region. Building on that shouldn't be too foreign to people once they start to think about it.
Now that the summer is winding down and the potatoes are almost ready to be picked, Sylvester Brown sees this as just the beginning.
If the adults are driving down the street and they see our lot with the sign on it, so Sweet Potato Project number 1, Sweet Potato Project number 2, Sweet Potato Project number 10, then they start seeing the logo on the products in the stores, then the light bulbs start to come on. Wait a minute, that was grown right here in North St. Louis. I believe that we are creating a template to reform urban areas all over the country.
After the harvest, expect to see more cookies, which will be sold around town this fall. Erin Williams, St. Louis Public Radio.